the University Tower Chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry, it's Professor Kendra Evans.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. It's fall break.
Midterm is upon us.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that midterm grades have been completed.
No, not at all. No. Not even close, actually.
I don't know, a week or two? A week and a half?
Usually the week after fall break, isn't it?
I think
it?
It's a week after Tuesday.
Uh-oh. Everybody gets a B minus. Should make half the class really happy. That's my grading philosophy. What's yours, Professor Stephanie Conan from the Department of Biology?
Just give them nothing till the end. Keep them in suspense.
Big surprise.
Right. Let them eat. Everything depends on your final paper.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
Incredible. What classes are you teaching this year? I know you have a senior seminar.
Senior sem and then the C-phage interbio lab.
Of course. Yeah, C-phages. We were just talking about that yesterday with the build people. Mm-hmm. The build people from NIH came to see how we were doing. They need to make sure their money's being taken care of. You know, that's the way it works. Professor Dave Chow is here from the College for Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent.
Dave, I have to know, did you see Kanye when he was on campus the other day?
I saw him from afar. It's okay. I kept on hoping for the desk would collapse on him. That's all.
Yeah, right?
No, what is this?
He was on campus the other day.
That's something about a desk?
No, he and Dan Gilbert were taking a tour of the campus. That's all. He's there for design. That's
okay.
All.
So,
he decided to rant for a while.
Well, do you know how for what it's worth, our campus gets the weirdest, oddest assortment of celebrities.
Yeah.
You get celebrities, huh?
Well, I mean, Kanye is a celebrity, and he's odd.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm with you there, but like, give me another data point.
Olsen twins.
Oh, okay.
Neil Young.
Yeah. Wait, what year Olsen twins? Are we talking about 1987, or are we talking about 2017?
Three or four years ago.
So that's Scarlet better. Witch.
Yes. No, the other Olsen twins.
Right.
The twins, not the
other. But you're in art school.
Yeah, we are what we are. Yeah, I just roll with it.
Of course you do. Folks, this is a program you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win a prize. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu or reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp or reach us on the web using the Facebook. Now, let's go to a set of questions sent to us. Name That Tune is the set of questions from Charlie B. of Traverse City, Michigan. Answer 10 to 12 for a passing grade. Panelists, can you name the artist group belonging to each set of tunes I've given below?
Oh, where's Jim when we need him?
I know, Jim. Well, there's no Christmas carols here.
Is the answer just Kanye?
Stephanie is very good. Professor
she
Conant
is.
Excels.
She is very good at this. Let's see what happens, though. Beth. Shout It Out Loud. Detroit Rock City.
Kiss.
Indeed it is.
Peter Criss's little ballad there.
Yeah. Right.
Love that song.
Two Hearts Beat as One. Seconds. I Will Follow.
Two Hearts That Beat as One.
Very good.
Hold on. I was thinking the other song.
Two of Hearts. Who sings that?
Hang on. I'm
Two Hearts Beat as One. Seconds. I Will Follow. Kendra, the way you're looking at
it's not like an NXS song, is
no,
it?
No, it's like an 80s.
That's 80s.
Gals?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Professor Hill Vasquez also excels.
She was pretty good at this.
I'm a child of the 80s. I should know this.
Mm-hmm. He decided to rename himself Good Voice.
He?
The lead singer of this group.
What's a he?
I thought it was a she.
It's definitely a he. I'm surprised. So it's you too. You too, yeah.
Well, then I'm thinking of a very different two of hearts.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm hearing high, shrill. Yeah.
Okay, well, it's you too. Thinking of Bono Vox there.
No. Was it David Hewson?
Mm-hmm. That's right. We've had those questions before. Praise You, Weapon of Choice, Rockefeller Skank.
Oh, that's
Oh, we have that Mike Tyson selling encyclopedias look about us.
I'd like to praise you like I should.
Yeah. Didn't they also do a video with Christopher Walken?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Fatboy Slim.
Fatboy Slim. There
you
go.
Thanks. Thank you.
Teamwork.
Nice. See, this is how we work. You know, somebody sets it up. It's the 1-2 punch. Yep.
How about Like a Surgeon?
Eat Weird it. Al.
Weird Al.
I think I'm a clone now.
Oh, Weird Al. Have you guys seen the Weezer video?
No.
No, I haven't yet.
They do a cover of Africa.
Yeah, but he is the lead voice on it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. Well, there's someone with some staying power.
No, huh? Here's the only thing, though. It's like when I heard that, I'm like, did they really do it? It's a cover, obviously, but...
It sounds just like the original.
Exactly. It doesn't sound as though they changed it enough for me to like, really? Did somebody just play this on the wrong speed? Or
right. They're just lip syncing.
But he is very good at that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's wonderful at it. I mean, to me, I've always thought if I was a musician, if he did a parody of my song, that would be like the do-all, end-all. That, you know, I know I've made it at that point.
How about You're My Best Friend? Crazy Little Thing Called Love. They
Queen?
Covered this. Yes.
Freddie
Bicycle
Mercury?
Race.
Queen. I'm so excited for that movie.
Yeah, it looks wonderful. Yeah,
that does look good. Oh. I grew up with Queen. Little Freddie
it's
Mercury.
It's a good road
action.
Trip, Best of Queen.
Oh, yeah. It's a great work late night song.
So good. For that's what we should do.
What's that?
That'll learn Liz and Klaus.
Yeah.
People are like, what the heck? Professor Cohen and I have to drive to Columbus next Friday. All together with some best buddies. We're going on a road trip.
Are you really?
It's going to be great.
I should send you guys a shopping list.
I'm going to bring the disc.
No, there's a tiki bar down there. I need some mugs from that's also.
Well, we'll have to get on that, huh? How about SOS? Knowing Me, Knowing You, Waterloo. ABBA was the name of the group.
Oh, my goodness.
Waterloo. How about Time to Change? It's a Sunshine Day. Keep On.
Oh, the Partridge Family?
Close. Not the Partridge, but...
The Brady
Kids? Okay, other. I was just thinking the Brady Kids. Yeah, they were in the movie.
It was a crossover.
It's the Brady Kids, though, right? Yeah. Officially? Or it's not the Brady Bunch.
No,
Brady.
It's the Brady Bunch Kids was the name of the group.
Oh, yep. Okay.
You're right. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Now, this takes me back to high school.
Oh, dear Lord.
Shoplifters of the World Unite. Big Mouth Strikes Again. Girlfriend in a Coma.
Hold on.
That's the all-time classic.
Girlfriend in a Coma.
Yeah, Big Mouth Strikes.
Oh, yeah. My. Remember when Alternative was
Nirvana?
Not
Nirvana. It was a little bit before that.
Oh, my WLBS days.
Any clues?
A very, very common last name in Western society turned into a band name.
The Smiths.
Yeah, the Smiths. Girlfriend in a Coma. Just... Oh man,
familiar with that one.
I'm going to have to look that up.
I was always a huge fan of Johnny Marr. That's
emo.
Oh my god.
And Johnny Marr was also playing with the.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, they were just in town.
And Roy Loken.
Yeah. They were. Did you
saw the price of the tickets. Holy. Well, of course, back in the 90s, I also met them backstage and I also got the secret CD. So.
Yeah, you didn't answer that question, though.
Did I say recently? No, I did not. It was two days after my anniversary. There's no way I could. I was just scrambling, just like trying to stay alive. So,
how about Valerie? You know I'm no good.
Steve Winwood.
Rehab.
Amy Winehouse.
Oh, okay. See, I'm thinking of the other Valerie. You know which one?
The late Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, I remember. I know what you're talking about.
That's kind of sad.
Isn't she one of those people that also died at the age of 27 or something like that?
She is.
Yeah.
The 27 mm-hmm. Club? Not a good club. How about Pump It Up? Every day I write the book, Watching the Detectives.
Elvis Costello?
It's Elvis Costello. Nice. Yeah, very well done.
You guys heard about the story first time he came to Detroit, right?
Apparently not.
He told the limo driver, take me to the Motown Museum. Damn. First time in Detroit, he said, I want to go see where it was all made.
Oh, very
cool.
He's
a huge Motown fan.
That's great. I thought there was going to be some horrific ending.
No. He just wanted to go to the Motown Museum, that's all, and just see it all.
I can't think of Elvis Costello without thinking of the episode of The Simpsons he appeared in, where Homer disgraces him by knocking off his horn-rimmed glasses, and Elvis exclaims, my image.
Did he sing Allison?
Oh, no.
Okay, just a couple more here. Good job, Charlie B., whoever you are. Baby Love, Come See About Me. You Keep Me Hanging On. I'm embarrassed for all of you.
Those are oldies, right?
Yes, they are. Baby Love.
Oh, that's
the Supremes. Oh, well, like, why am I brain cramping? We just mentioned Motown Museum, and also I was like,
the oldies.
Brain lock.
Kendra is totally satisfied with the partial credit that comes from. Yeah. Those are oldies.
We don't have any fresh Prince songs.
I think all of them have been oldies.
I feel like we should all make Kendra a mixtape.
Yes. A cassette.
We had
good luck finding a player, right?
Our administrative assistant's big anniversary last Friday night, and one of the gifts we gave her was a mixtape.
Awesome.
Music that reminds us of Jane.
Come on, what about Guardians of the Galaxy? I'm surprised.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's a good mixtape.
Yeah, I mean, that's a have you guys seen the song list on those?
Yeah,
we have them. Yeah. Again, road trips, kids.
See?
Exactly.
See?
Great stuff.
How about Telephone Line, Mr. Blue Sky?
ELO,
yes. ELO, yeah.
Don't bring
Mr.
me down.
Mr. Blue Sky is on the Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Mm-hmm.
ELO, the Electric Light Orchestra.
You know one group I, for whatever reason, I've just been looking back into is the Traveling Wilburys.
Oh, that's okay. Fun.
Yeah, I'm like,
who doesn't like a little Tom Petty?
And Roy Orbison's also a personal favorite.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know, another oldie. Sorry, Kendra.
It's time for ATP favorites, which is a new thing that I just made up on the show.
Oh, no.
And Professor Evans, by virtue of really only chiming in for the oldies, gets to pick the favorite thing that we're going to talk about during this show. So I think last time we did your favorite food. ATP favorites for all of our dozens of fans.
So if you need to pass, Stephanie will gladly chime in.
It was an easy one.
Oh, okay.
But no, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
What all kind of thing? Because then you can answer it last. You get the most amount of time to think about
All right. How about favorite road trip destination?
Oh, my. That's good. That's good.
I got mine already, so.
Well, you're going first,
then. Going through the Canadian Rockies again.
Oh, very cool.
That was one of the best, most scenic trips I've ever had.
That's a long road trip.
That's a big one.
Yep. But if you're going through the Canadian Rockies, who cares how long it takes? Stopping off at Lake Louise, go to Banff, go to Canmore, go to Jasper.
You've got it all figured out.
And did you go through the U.S. or did you go up to Canada? And
I flew I flew into Edmonton, drove to my hometown, and then circled back again. But it was wonderful. It was dirt cheap and just scenic as all get out. It was also the first time I took my wife to my hometown and showed her where I was from.
Medicine Hat.
But here's what was strange, though. You know, I left there when I was 5. But coming through Highway 1, I knew exactly how to get to my house.
Ooh.
Even though, you know, I never drove in Canada, but I knew how to take off the freeway, turn right, turn left here, and here we are at my house.
Wow,
the house
very cool.
I knew how to get there, and from there, I knew how to walk down the street, through the tunnel, to my dad's old restaurant, to my old fishing hole, how to get to the Dairy Queen, all my little old haunts from when I was 5 years old.
Oh, that's very impressive. Cool.
Back when parents just used to let their kids walk wherever they
wanted. Yes. Yeah, I mean, seriously. I mean, really? It's true.
We're actually going to go track down a few people's kids while we take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
That was good for the self-esteem.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Our next set of questions comes from Keith Hedrick of Orange, California.
Yes.
How about that? And he says, I have enclosed 10 quotes. You need to figure out who said it. Yeah, right.
Keep hoping.
We'll take it, love.
You were working on your taxes, weren't you?
You need 6 out of 10 correct in order to win.
Okay. 6? This guy has low standards.
He's serious.
That's good.
That's why he writes to us.
He's a realist.
Who said? I have taken more out of alcohol than alcohol has taken out of me.
Joel Coward.
No, it's British.
Oh.
But it's a statesman.
Churchill.
That's right.
Churchill was at a party one night, and this woman came up to him. You know that story?
That story. Yes, but tell
yeah.
it. Please say.
Tell it. Oh, and she was being obnoxious, and she said, "You know, Mr. Churchill, you're drunk." And he said, "Yes, madam, that's true, and you're ugly. But in the morning, I shall be sober, and you will still be ugly."
This wasn't Queen Elizabeth, was it?
he didn't know who it was.
And we're back. We're going through these fantastic favorites here. Professor Chow has told us about his favorite road trip. That was the subject chosen by Professor Evans. Let's see where else we go. See, my problem is I'm such a homeboy. I'll vamp for everybody else.
Clawson is your favorite?
Yeah, I know. That's my standard joke. It's like, road trip to Clawson. Up we're there.
Leon and
Kensington
Lulu's.
Metro Park.
Kensington Metro Park.
That's extended stay.
I'm that's very overnight. Embarrassed to say that if it wasn't for being married to my in-laws, I wouldn't know much about the grandeur of our state. But we make a trek every year up to Little Traverse, and even the drive is nice. You see the flag made out of bricks, and then you cross the 47th parallel, right? And that's always interesting. So, yeah, that's probably the best. It's not even really a road trip, but we have good music when we do it. So
that's half the battle right there is good music.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
We always, the iPod, plug it in.
Oh, iPod. Old school.
Lots of music. Lots of music. That's all.
All right. Kendra, Stephanie, you're up.
I got to go last, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're right. You're chose this.
You gave that to me.
So this is like pre-kids or with kids?
Doesn't matter.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say
or how's it without kids?
Well, how about, okay, so a couple summers ago, we did the road trip where we drove all the way up to the UP to like Whitefish Point and then over to Wisconsin and then down through Green Bay and Madison
and
through Chicago
around.
And looped around and came home. Oh, so that was a pretty good road trip.
I love it. The Lake Michigan Circle Tour.
Yeah. But then I think the next goal is that I would like to do I have an aunt that lives in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. So when I was in college, I flew out there and we did the road trip up through the Grand Tetons, through the Yellowstone. So I think I'd do that again.
Give that gift to your kids.
Right.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Mountains in a lot of these answers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, this is really tough. Who came up with this category?
Yeah.
So, you know, we had an RV, an old Class C motorhome when I was growing up. So we never flew. The first time I flew was my eighth grade trip.
Wow.
And we went all over the United States. And I love road trips. I think they're so relaxing, except for when you have children in the backseat. In which case, they're not at all relaxing. And also, I would add that the risk of car sickness from children in the backseat might alter an answer. But I would say, going out west also. We love to go to Colorado. That's where my family's originally from. And we go out there. We can go to the mountains and drive around in the mountains, take some walks in the mountains. And I also had a really enjoyable trip with a good friend of mine from high school up to Yellowstone also. So
cool.
I do like those out west, but I just love all road trips, to be honest.
Awesome. Well, that's why you brought it up.
Here's a question now for you guys. If you're driving, what's the maximum hours that you could tolerate driving before you... That's it. I'm handing over the wheel.
It is literally the limit of what Professor Cohn and I are getting ourselves into next week. I think it's 3.5, right? But 4 hours for me is about
four
all
or
I could
five,
handle.
And then, well, but no, because we used to drive to North Carolina like once or twice a year. And it's like 13.
Yeah, it's about 12.
Yeah, see, we used to do the 24 hours to Colorado.
Oh, my
with
Lord.
Four guys. You know, everybody drives 6 hours until the gas tank runs out.
Yeah. I mean, my husband and I would swap back and forth.
Yeah.
But I'd much rather start it out than do like the two or three.
And the thing was, because reputation-wise precedes me, but I would always get the, okay, David, you get to drive through the Iowa, Nebraska at 3 in the morning because you're usually up at those hours, aren't you? Yes, I am. Yeah. So
right.
I get to drive through the flatlands.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I think mine's long. I can easily drive 7 hours.
Yeah, I can do about 5 now. It's about tolerable for me. Before my butt just starts to fuse and I just start to lose all sense below my hips, that's all. So
be sure to keep that in the
show. Yes, I'm sure.
So we have our supplementary question set in
TMI.
Question sent in by Anonymous. No, I know exactly what you meant when you said the word fuse. I was
oh, dear Lord, my spine is compressing into one.
That's right, absolutely. Let's handle a whole bunch of sort of random questions here to roll out our show. Ron Howard, one of the stars of the TV show Happy Days, says, as of 2018, he still receives residuals from the show. About how much is each check he receives every couple months?
$185.
It's quite a bit lower than that.
$1,750.
It's lower than that.
Oh my goodness.
So Kendra gets the third
$423.
You're the closest. It's about 4 or 5 cents at a time.
Oh.
No way.
Wait. So they write a check?
They issue him a check.
This is like those checks you get from your publications and the ACS series.
Gosh, well, the thing where it's in some sort of running account, this has to reach 200 before we disperse, and it sits there at 249.
Yeah, that's if you went ahead and filled out that W-9 form you were supposed to do.
Howard, of course, was also one of the stars of the even more popular 1950s TV show, The Andy Griffith Show. What does he receive from that show?
I'm hoping $4.23 at least.
Yes.
I'm sorry. It's not
less?
$4.23.
Whistling.
It's less than $4.23.
Oh, my
just
goodness.
Whistling.
A sweet.
I know, the old swimming hole song.
Yeah, I mean, good. How much?
Oh, I love Andy Griffith.
The 50s on TV predates royalties. He gets absolutely nothing.
No.
Trick question.
Even as a child actor, he receives.
No, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, like, Gilligan's Island people hardly got anything.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Although atoms were first conceived of and named by the ancient Greeks, proof, direct spectroscopic proof of atoms, did not occur until 1905. Who provided that original proof that atoms did exist?
Well, that's all you guys.
No, that's definitely me. Can the host chime in or no?
Partial credit.
So, I mean, well, this isn't Bohr's model of the atom. But let's see. Okay, so we have all the little subatomic particles, right? We got Rutherford, and he did some important work with the nucleus.
So this person brought all of that research together is what they're mostly known for.
Oh.
Mr. and Mrs. Britannica.
Chadwick. Yeah, we got some important guys, but who brought it together?
Here's a Nobel Prize? I got a few hints.
What, was this like the Quincy Jones of atoms and photons here? What,
old, dead, white. That's what you get.
Thanks. He was narrowed it down to...
That sounds like Congress.
All famous scientists from the 1900s.
Except for the Nobel laureates from this week.
Yeah, that's right.
Where we actually got representation from women. You know what? It was Albert Einstein who actually brought it all together. And here's the kicker. A couple things
in 1905.
1905.
Wow.
How old is Einstein in 1905?
Young.
Gulp. He's 26.
What?
And he basically confirmed.
I would have never thought that. He was so young then.
That's so messed up. Oh, how about this one? Because this is where these questions are coming from. Detroit Free Press and New York Times from this summer. In the early 1900s, Einstein was married to a scientist named Mileva Marek. The 11-year marriage, however, was not going very well. So according to Walter Isaacson in his book Einstein, His Life and Universe, in hopes of saving his marriage, Einstein set rules for his wife to follow. See if you can identify two of the rules. It may help you to know she left him shortly after the rules were delivered.
Chew with your mouth shut.
Is not one of the rules.
Don't talk to other males.
100%. I'm giving it to you. You stop talking when I ask you to.
Sure.
That was one of them. And obedience. All we need to do is get
blind
one other one.
Obedience.
See if you can
have meal, dinner ready when I get home.
Yeah, a meal at 5 o'clock.
3 meals a day. Sure. 3 meals a day. The other two were...
Barefoot keep pregnant?
The no.
Oh.
But just about. Keep all the rooms in our dwelling tidy. I am not expected to follow any of these rules.
Oh.
that extra little wish
is
at the
real?
End.
This
was
is
good
horrible.
For the
goose.
That was real. Yeah. She left him
and divorced. He really was much more charming in that movie with Meg Ryan.
That was Walter Matthau.
I think that I like the Walter Matthau version.
Oh, 100%.
I don't like this, what I'm hearing.
I don't think that was uncommon for the time, though.
Yeah.
I know. A reflection of the time.
It just seems so...
Still seems awful.
Yeah, it's pretty horrific. Brutal.
I'm going to try that when I go
pretty
home.
Pretty beautiful.
Yeah. See if the reverse works.
Right.
I'm going to need all of our rooms tidy.
Yeah, I would catch a walk upside my head so fast.
Oh, my goodness.
The New York City Ballet resident choreographer Justin Peck has generated, he's made 37 full ballets and scores from Copland, Stravinsky, M83, and even Sufjan Stevens, if you know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
How old is Mr. Peck as of May 13th, 2018?
36.
There's a trend here. He's 30, but you're on the right track.
Yeah.
I don't remember how many ballets I had written by age 30. But
I don't think I could spell ballet when I was 30.
So this is, he choreographed them? Is that what that's suggesting?
Yeah. Yeah. And wrote the scores?
And wrote the scores with these other collaborators.
Well,
yeah,
but the musicians wrote, the Stravinsky in them wrote
the
music.
Well, those ones, but I think with M83 and Sufjan Stevens, they actually got together.
Got it, yeah.
Sufjan Stevens, he's the one with the album where he wrote a song for every state in the union. And they're actually really cool. Like,
so we just
quirky.
Need to see him choreograph some stuff on So You Think He Can Dance so that we can all be educated in the common public.
Dad, why are we not a family that watches American Ninja Warrior? As a lawyer with the ACLU, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a.k.a. the notorious RBG, was involved in 6 cases before the Supreme Court. How many of them did she win as an attorney?
None.
No,
not
she won,
zero.
She won 4?
You know what it says? She won 5 of 6 here is what it says. It's pretty cool.
That's not bad batting average.
Yeah, she is still working out.
Her documentary's on
I heard,
CNN.
It's a really, really good movie.
She's also documented on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Kate McKinnon does.
Kate McKinnon.
Oh, my God.
So they showed her Saturday Night Live in the documentary for the first time. She'd never seen it before.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah. So what she was thought it was hilarious, but was nothing like her.
Wow.
She's like, that's not like me at all, but it is funny.
Wow.
No, I think it's the ideal that we wish she was really
right.
like that.
Right, totally.
Exactly. The World Cup soccer games in Russia 2018 attracted teams from all over the world. The speed and physicality of the play suggests this is a young person's game. In fact, in the 2018 games, there were 7 teenagers.
Yeah.
Which country had the youngest player born January 4th, 1999, 19 years old at the time?
Is that Mbappe?
Russia? What country? No.
No, it's from France or Portugal?
That's not what it says. They had young players, but this was the youngest here.
Portugal, Germany, Argentina, Brazil. Who are other?
No.
It's an English-speaking country.
Right.
The UK.
It's not Britain.
Oh.
Ireland?
The U.S.
Definitely wasn't the U.S. since we didn't have a team.
It wasn't Australia.
It was Australia, yeah.
Was it really?
That's what it says here.
Oh, what was the name?
His name is Daniel Arzani, 19 years old, born January 4th, 1999.
My kids will probably ask for his kit next.
Young boy.
We did the whole, I got the poster.
Oh, right.
And so they had to fill all the countries in as they won.
Yep, that's cool. That was
the
a very
brackets.
Good idea.
Great way to do it.
I wish we had done that, actually, because we ended up watching a lot of the matches. Which country had the oldest squad with an average age of 29 years and 236 days?
Ooh.
Oh, this is a small country that starts with the letter P.
Peru. No.
Smaller.
Paraguay.
Smaller.
Pago Pago? I don't know. It starts with a P.
You guys don't know.
European?
There's a hat named after this country.
Polo?
Pandora. Oh, no.
Sometimes this word of the country's name comes
Panama.
Before the word Jack. Yes.
Panama.
Panama. Huh.
Oh, I should have done the heavy metal reference then. Everybody would have got
Panama.
It.
Panama. Or the canal.
The oldest player on this team was... Oh, I'm sorry. Not on that team, but the oldest player overall was a goalkeeper.
Right.
How old was he? And for which country did he play?
I think
holy
he's like
smoke.
39?
It says here 45.
I was going to say 43.
Wow. I can picture him. He's got dark hair.
But do you know what team he played for?
Colors?
I'll even
colors?
Give you a hint by saying his name. Assam El-Hadairi.
Oh, no, that doesn't
Iran,
help any.
Iraq?
No, I think it's... Is it France or?
You're close with France. It's Egypt.
Okay.
Last question on soccer here. We're getting close to the end of our show. How old was the oldest outfielder and for which country did he play? Rafael Marquez played for who?
Mexico.
And how old? Mexico. He did. He played for Mexico. And how old was he? Not 45, just a little bit younger.
41.
37.
39. I'm giving it to you.
I would have just gotten that, but you didn't give me a chance.
At 44, all I know is that I couldn't hang for 30 seconds.
Are you kidding?
And with that in mind, and our 30 seconds are up, it's time to say goodbye, Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Conant.
Goodbye.
Professor Evans.
Bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.